Now, Zen, as a historical movement in Japan, took shape as a separate sect in the Kamakura period under the influence of two forceful personalities. The first of these is Eisai. Like many of the Kamakura reformers, Eisai, who lived from 1141 to 1215, began his training in the Tendai school on Mount Hiei in Kyoto. After becoming disenchanted with Tendai practice, he traveled to China to learn the traditional discipline of meditation. In China, he studied Chan, and he returned to Japan in 1191 as a full-fledged master of what's called in Japanese the Rinzai school of Zen. A Rinzai is best known, especially these days, for a practice known as koan practice. It's used to achieve an experience of sudden awakening. A koan is a riddle that's used especially in an encounter between a master and a student to stop the mind in its tracks and precipitate some kind of breakthrough into a direct experiential awareness of emptiness. Typical koans are often talked about and are quite familiar to many of us. One is the question, does a dog have Buddha nature? Another, what's the sound of one hand clapping? And some old manuals, you can actually look these questions up and you can find standard answers to them. But of course, the standard answer has to be something that you discover for yourself. In my courses on Buddhism at BU, we often look at a little sequence of video of an encounter between a student and a master in one of the training monasteries in Japan, where the master asks the student the koan, does a dog have Buddha nature? And the student situates himself firmly on his cushion and gives some version of the standard answer, which is the Japanese word for nothingness or emptiness. And it sounds a little bit like this. And the master clears his throat and he says to the student, put your attention in the pit of your stomach and speak from emptiness with your whole being. And then he rings his little bell and the student gets up and leaves the room. Now, whether he got it right when he said moo is another question, and something I suppose that we can only understand for ourselves when we encounter a Zen master face to face. But you can get a sense of what that encounter feels like. It's a way of taking a question and forcing you to understand something experientially that breaks through your ordinary conceptual awareness of things. The use of koans to precipitate this kind of change is distinctive to the Rinzai tradition. Now, Eisai found that Kyoto was hostile to his new teaching. It was sectarian in its own way, like the teaching of Honen and Shinran and Nichiren. So he moved to the new center of political power in Kamakura and began to preach Zen to the military warlords in Kamakura. His stress on sturdy self-reliance and on fearlessness in the face of death won him many disciples among the military classes in Japan, and it made Zen an important component in the martial arts from that day to this. So Eisai was one of the first to make that direct connection between the practice of Zen meditation and the military discipline that was necessary to thrive in the Kamakura period. The second important personality in the formation of Zen in this time was a man named Dogen, who lived from 1200 to 1253. He also began his career on Mount Hiei, and he followed Eisai's footsteps to China. When Dogen returned from China, he established a tradition that is known as the Soto School of Zen. Dogen thought that koan practice, as Eisai practiced it, put too much stress on achieving awakening as if it were different from ordinary experience. And you can imagine how he might have felt about this if Asai had his students going in and struggling with these koans to get some sudden awareness that was completely transformative and different from their ordinary experience. That was, of course, significant matter, a significant discipline, but it also held up the Enlightenment experience as being something very different from ordinary experience. And that, too, was a kind of dualistic thinking that you might criticize and you might want to abandon in your practice of Zen. Dogen took this position. And he insisted instead that the central practice in Zen should be zazen, or simply sitting meditation, as an end in itself. Just to sit.